sport press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When our right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed at the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts Jay Hove, Wheezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back. And some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
Weezy in the building. Say what's up, Weezy.
What it do, what it do, what it do?
Cameraman, how you doing, brother? Head nod.
Old school head nod.
Old school head nod.
With the bucket on. Bucket low like if it though.
You the bucket man.
Bucket cameraman.
Yeah, you stay in a bucket. Yeah.
And that's his
bucket
shit
low like fuck it though.
Yeah.
Nighttime. Day zone. I'm gonna show you how to do this.
Show you how to do this,
son.
Yeah. Rockaway fit incredible.
Fuck it.
Got swagger back.
Mama said I killed a man, so I guess I got the dagger back. It's the Rock Bastards. We are back. M and Easy. Nigga man, free C and free Weezy. Hell no. Ah, yeah, nothing about that.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
Who?
Episode 426, we're analyzing the biggest questions heading into NFL training camp 2022, man.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better than believe it.
Kick it off, Weezy. Best of what you got.
Best week. Hey, we getting better with the potty training, man. We're getting there.
We took
the pull-ups off this week. Yeah, accidents, but we're getting better.
Getting better. Yeah. Congratulations to you.
Trust the process.
You have to trust it.
Yeah.
There's no process. There is. You can't trust it.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Jeff, what you got? Best
of
the week.
Got two, man. Got two. 2K. NBA 2K.
Okay.
The Champions Edition. That 150 pre-order.
Hey.
Got my money.
Hey, they got my money. You already pre-ordered.
You did it today. Hey, got to get that league pass for 150.
Gotta
and
get
the
that
game.
League pass for 150 and the game.
And the game. And the VC.
And the VC.
And the VC.
You get 100 bands VC.
You know what I'm saying? You got to do that. You got to do that.
You get league pass for 150 for that?
Yeah. And the game.
And the game.
And VC.
And VC.
Yeah, they got it. They got me, too.
NFL, my second one.
NFL don't do nothing like that.
Nah, they better not. They ain't got enough money. Go ahead.
Crazy.
They cheap. That's what I'm saying.
West Side Gun album, man. By God. Yeah. What an album.
What an album?
What an album. Shout out to Stove God Cooks. Might be my favorite rapper right now, not named Payroll. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great album. I didn't know. I didn't expect that. I was there for the Lloyd Banks album. Mm-hmm. Stumbled on the West Side Gun album. Ain't left.
Yeah. A lot of boom, 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 booms.
Ah, tons. Yeah. Every song. Yeah, every verse. Yeah, a lot of gun rolls and everything. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of that.
My best of the week is Pau Gasol. He's getting his jersey retired for the Los Angeles Lakers. Retiring at number 16. Put it in the rafters, man. Shout out to Pau. Consummate professional. Think it's a little premature. Got two rings, though.
How long did you pay for the Lakers?
Seven years. 7-8 years. I think he did his best work, though, in Memphis.
Oh, for sure.
But he made history in L.A.
Lakers going to retire. Shit, LeBron can retire in L.A.
LeBron's going to have to because he got a championship.
Yeah.
And he got finals MVP. You get a finals MVP there or integral part.
Yeah.
Derek Fisher will get his number retired, unfortunately.
They can't retire Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher will get his number retired.
They're going out of numbers, dude.
Unfortunately. Look, the Boston Celtics have 40 people retired.
That's true.
Come on, man. You can't even wear nothing there.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah. Jeff, worst of the week, what you got?
Okay, I want to preface this with I love it. I love what the Summer League is doing.
Okay.
I really appreciate that these kids are getting a shot at their dream. Mm-hmm. But, man, it's some bad basketball in summer league games.
No spacing.
No spacing. Turnovers galore.
I seen a guy with 8 fouls. Man. Guy had 8 fouls.
Like, I love the overtime rule. The sudden death overtime rule. That's pretty dope. But, man, it's some bad basketball.
Some bad
basketball. Like, man, what are y'all watching? Like, nobody's over there, bro. You just throwing a wild pass to anybody.
Yeah, that ain't good basketball. Yeah. But, Weezy, what you got? Worst of the week.
Worst of the week is... I'm running it back this week. I had some more bad fast food, man.
Why don't you start cooking?
It's been rough on me. I need to start cooking. I had some more bad fast food.
From where? You don't want to talk about it?
Nah.
What happened? Give me the story time with Weezy again. Let's go.
This time I pulled up, right? I get my meal.
Same spot?
And a Coke.
And a Coke.
Got a Coke. Yeah.
You going to get a Coke?
Ah, no carbonation.
They gave me a Diet Coke.
Oh, my God.
And I pulled off. I already pulled off.
When did you hit it? Ooh. When you was on the interstate?
Yeah, but see, that Coke is more important than the French fries. Yeah. I need that. If I get you that strong that Coke, I need that strong Coke. It's going to help me get through the day.
Yeah.
And that Coke, what is this? That. I threw a horse. I ain't going to tell you what I did.
Yeah, not for sure. Because your carbon footprint needs to stay high. Now, let's kick it back to you, Easy. My worst of the week, Sean Wash told me to talk to you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, please.
His worst of the week is the fact that, first off, you didn't answer the phone.
Mm-hmm. He didn't call me.
He said he called you.
Tell him prove it.
He said he called you. Then he said he was upset because you were trying to put out the flame. He said there was no way you were going to put out that flame.
And so he wasn't here the week before. did you tell him I did?
Yeah, I told him. I told him that
no,
you did.
No, you lying.
Why would I lie about that?
I don't know, but here, go ahead.
I told him that you indeed put it out. He said he didn't do it when the candle was, like, high. And I was like, that's true. The candle was at the end.
No, it wasn't. It was
a different camp. It was a different camp.
You tell him try to do it. He's hot as hell.
He won't do it. No, you tell him that. He said he's not doing it.
No, Facebook, Instagram, Anchor, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Beyond Time, YouTube, and of course, the SoundCloud page to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. God, if you're listening to this, please go watch the YouTube. Please go watch the YouTube.
Hey, dog. It wasn't lit like that. It was a little ass flame. Yeah. But anyway, ooh, Jeff.
Yeah.
You have 10 good resting seconds.
Sure.
Let's start the clock.
All right. So real quick, Vince is horny. Still horny. Vince is found 12 more million on top of the 3 million he was acquired money he sent to somebody else. They found 12 more million to some more people. Damn. And they're doing some more research on some more. Oh, hey, Vince, I'm going to be real. It's your company. It's your dream. You started it. You took it public. These people not finna play with you.
Mm-hmm.
They always say you're messing up the church's money.
Ooh.
You messing up the church's money now, man.
You're making it hot.
Oh, man. SummerSlam tickets ain't moving like they need to be moving.
Man. Yeah, I got. You know, SummerSlam for free now.
Oh, man, listen.
You ain't got played in jail. You hot.
No. We are floor level and only paid $100. Hey, it's a pay-per-view. This ain't Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, it's SummerSlam.
It's the second biggest pay-per-view they got.
When is that?
Not this Saturday, the next.
Nice.
Not on the 30th.
The 30th.
Okay. It's five weekends. Five weeks. So, Vince. Hey, Vince, I'm going to be real. They might want you to step down, brother. I know it's your company, but you can't just keep coming out on TV after these allegations, just, you know, doing your Vince walk like ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's getting hot out there.
It's hot.
It's hot right now. You probably go get low.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's about to get hot. People from home and they plotting.
Man, come on. Come on, ho.
Make sure you tune in each and every Thursday to the 808 and Chair Shots podcast. Shout out to my co-host, Neek. Like we always say, you might not like it, but your auntie loves wrestling.
Sure, and that's tweets the questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. And more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend. The Revolution Will Be Podcast. And before we start the first half, Weezy, do you have a yellow box of Cheerios award recipient for the listener?
The WNBA All-Star Game MVP trophy.
Oh, shit. Here we go. You can get it, doesn't
it? You got it.
You got it. Okay, all right. Kelsey Plum of the Los. First off, Kelsey Plum is one of my favorite basketball players. Let's start there. Kelsey Plum, when she was at Washington.
You know, you said that about every time we talk about WNBA.
I watch a lot of WNBA.
I'm just telling you, every time you got a lot of. You got a lot of.
Stewie, my dog, too.
Taurasi.
DT? DT?
Yeah,
he got DT. Like
he got a lot of, he got a lot of favorite WNBA.
DT is, you know, she's antiquated. You ain't got a
Asia. Asia. Yeah. I like Asia. Asia.
Scala.
Well, Skylar, we all, you got a lot of Skylar's a different
it's community.
Yeah, that's
it's community. That's community.
And we all love Skylar.
Anyway,
you got the what Skylar?
I ain't got God. <Whoa. laughs> See,
nah.
See,
I got a jersey.
Anyway, Kelsey Plum of the Kelsey Plum of the Las Vegas Aces won All-Star Game MVP with a record tying 30 points. They helped Team Wilson win over Team Stewart.
Yeah.
Now, the trophy, however, didn't reflect the nature of the award, the greatness of what Kelsey Plum did throughout the entire game. It's a trophy so tiny that you wouldn't even give it to a high school athlete. It's barely even a little league trophy, and yet it was the trophy of the WNBA All-Star Game MVP on live television. Kelsey deserved better.
The WNBA deserves better.
Dude, they researched that Amazon for $17, man. She holding that joint. She's holding it like this.
And she had it with both hands, though. Like
it was, bro, like this. Dude, like, literally.
Bro, what was that?
Like, come on. I see you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I see you, Jimmy.
Jimmy got soul.
You don't even like Jimmy, bro.
Did Jimmy still got soul?
You don't even like Jimmy.
Jimmy still got soul.
Jimmy still got soul.
Okay.
Jimmy still got
soul. He's going to be a quarterback this year, too.
You know, whatever you want to bet. Trey Arias starts name.
Trey Arias.
You want to put it on? Okay, but
no, Trey Arias on the board, though.
Yeah, Trey Arias on the board.
You put it right there. Easy ass on the board. That's what he did.
I'm telling you, I'm going to remember that. Anyway, but back to Kelsey Plum. This is the thing. You are trying to cultivate an audience, right? You're trying to bring more people in, and that little ass trophy is not going to get anybody there, man. Trying to grow it, man. And like, came out of Happy Meal.
You know the messed up thing about it, and I get it. The NBA is not the NBA's league. They just subsidize it. The damn Summer League got rings this year.
Bro, that's coming off the Summer League.
The Summer League gets rings.
Come on,
no disrespect. Steph got a trophy called a Magic Johnson such and such trophy this year.
He had to hold that bitch with two hands.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Why on earth would you – did you remember that Kobe Bryant All-Star Game trophy?
Yeah.
That shit's amazing.
It's a big joint, bro.
You couldn't,
Steph won that too.
Yeah, he did. You couldn't give a third of that to the WNBA.
Come on, man. They got to look out.
That's rough.
They might have to just, like – retroactively give her they gotta go back and do better.
Do better
WNBA.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give that to KP for sure.
Yeah.
You guys ready to start the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half. The hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press podcast.
Oh wow.
Before we get started, I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Weezy, where can they find you on social media, my brother?
FSP_Weezy on IG and non-toxic Weezy on Twitter. Holla at me.
Now for sure. Why don't you change that into toxic Weezy?
No, I'm not toxic.
You won't make my son.
Jeff, what you got?
I'm Jay Easley 84 across all social media platforms.
And I'm Jay Hove on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Twitter. Let's kick the first half off with some NBA talk. The impending breakup of the Utah Jazz was the worst kept secret in the NBA over the last year when the Jazz finally agreed to trade Rudy Gobert for four first-round picks.
Good.
Crazy package. Pause. Crazy. Crazy pause right there. Told the league everything that it needed to know about Utah's future. Woo, now Utah's real plans coming into focus. Mitchell is now reportedly on the trading block. Weezy, will Spider Mitchell be traded before training camp?
The Jazz are listening. The other teams are talking, so I would think so.
What you got, Jeff?
I don't think so. I think because... I don't think he gets moved before the season because of what happened with two things. Two dominoes fell. DeAndre Ayton fell, and Rudy Gobert got that amount of draft picks back. Danny Ainge is good at this. And I don't think with the two.
That's
with
IT
the,
about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So with the three major pieces are left, you know, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Donovan Mitchell, somebody's got to flinch.
Yeah.
And if you're Miami Heat, you want Kevin Durant, but you'll take Spider Mitchell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to make a move too soon. If you can get Kevin Durant and be a championship contender, and then you get Donovan Mitchell, I mean, you still could be a championship contender, but you know you're in the chip running if you get Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, and Kyle Lowry. You're in the championship contention at that point in the East. So I don't think so because it's in gridlock right now.
The Jazz offer eight. And the Knicks were like, no, we're not giving you.
Okay, the Knicks. Yeah, okay, the Knicks didn't. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
No, nah, ain't no way.
Whew,
he's not worth that. He's not worth.
But
Rudy Gobert's not worth four. He's not worth four. So I don't think that'll be the smallest backcourt in NBA history. 6'1", 6 feet? Like, what are we doing?
So that's because the Timberwolves got fleeced for Rudy Gobert.
They did.
And you give up 4 first picks for Rudy Gobert, I got to try to get 6 or 7 or 8 for Donovan Mitchell.
You got to start with 8. And then I think they'll work down to maybe 5. Emmanuel quickly. My guy, QG, the Quentin Knicks Grimes. Can't
do that.
Who's more valuable, Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert?
In today's NBA?
Yeah.
Depending on what you got. If you already got a solid rim protector, you need, and like they have in Mitchell Robinson, you need Donovan Mitchell. If you don't have a rim protector but you have solid scoring, it's Rudy Gobert.
I'm just saying, if you hear that Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell's up for trading, who you calling about first?
It depends on how your team is constructed. If you have Anthony Edwards, you don't need Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. But if you have Mitchell Robinson, you don't need Rudy Gobert. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's circumstantial. But I think it'll get done before the start of training camp. He's going to the Knicks or either Brooklyn.
Good luck.
Something has to happen for him to go to Brooklyn, though. I don't think those other two pieces are getting moved right now.
They got
to
get moved.
I think Brunson is not going to be as pass happy as we
thought. No, he's not.
This year.
Well, he thought that when he signed the contract.
Yeah.
And now
Mitchell's like, I was the guy. Now I got the same thing happening with Paul Donovan going coming my way. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Let's move to the boxing ring, cameraman. All right, his first scheduled fight that was supposed to happen in August fell apart with young Tommy Fury. Can't get his visa situation together to come to America to fight. And so I say he, I'm talking about Jake Paul. So Jake Paul turned to the son of former heavyweight champion Haseem Rahman, and now he's going to be fighting Haseem Rahman Jr.
Give me those bars, Jeff.
Get your shit Rahman like Haseem Rahman. Shout out to Cameron.
Damn.
Oh, my bad, you're right.
He didn't know that one.
Yeah, his face. You knew he didn't know that. I didn't know that one. Yeah, we ain't got to waste time for that. Get your shit,
Rahman,
like
Haseem
Rahman.
And the CEO's
extra scary. Cool. All right, so Haseem Rahman now 12-1. He was undefeated until his last fight until he got his shit Rahman, like Haseem Rahman Sr., and got put to sleep in his last fight. Now, he's a traditional heavyweight, and he will be going into this fight. He's the heavy favorite, but something people didn't know when he came out as a heavy favorite, this fight will be fought at cruiserweight. So he's got to lose 20 or so pounds to get down for this fight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who does?
Haseem Rahman Jr. He's a traditional heavyweight. This fight will be fought at cruiserweight.
I didn't know that.
Well, he's going to be disadvantaged. He's going to be disadvantaged.
Yeah, that's where Jake Paul got in this fight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the biggest payday Rahman has ever had.
Yeah.
It's ever had. So he has to take the fight. Yeah. But with that being said, Weezy. Who gets the W?
Haseem Rahman.
I got Rahman winning as well, mainly due to the fact that this is Jake Paul's hardest fight.
Yes. This is the traditional real fight.
It's a real fight. But I didn't know he was going down the cruiserweight.
He got to lose weight.
I didn't know that.
They're going 12 rounds.
This is the real fight. It's scheduled for 10, I believe.
10.
And it is not going 10.
I thought he had to come up with Rahman. Rahman's 6'3".
Rahman's got to lose the weight to do the fight.
Oh, man. Nah, it's going to be rough then. No, no.
25 pounds. I mean.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. When your walk around weight is heavier and you got to dehydrate. Your power, and it's your pace.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Giving up your advantage.
Yeah.
And you're the natural
Paul eating like how you eating. For sure. And they know what they doing.
Yeah.
They're trying to set Rahman up.
Yeah.
But you got to go get that bag, though.
He has to take the money. At this point. All right, Jake Paul is probably going to win this fight, I think, just because of that. He has about 2 more of these. If he's serious, because he mentioned he wants to be the light heavyweight champion of the world, he has to start fighting actual functioning boxers at their weight to actually be taken seriously.
Exactly. But this is the start. But then Rahman is coming down, so it's not really a real fight. He's still bullshitting. He's still getting over. All right, before we start, we have time to talk some ABA basketball. The NBA Board of Governors voted Tuesday to pay $24.5 million to former ABA players, now many of whom are struggling to pay rent, medical bills, and buy the basic necessities to live. About 115 players are eligible for the payout, and those players either spent 3 or more years in the ABA or played at least 3 combined years in the ABA, NBA, and never received a vested pension from the NBA. The agreement plays right around an average of $3,800 annually for each year they were in the league. So if you played 4 or 5 years, it can sum up to something, you know, pretty substantial.
Yeah.
Jeff, this is a big deal, little deal, no deal.
If you're in a tough spot, that extra, any little bit extra that you didn't count on, that's going to change the game. So yeah. Shout out to the NBA for that. But here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. You can do this, which is a great gesture. Get that damn trophy up, man.
Yeah.
Get them a bigger trophy, man. Yeah. But nah, this is great.
It is.
Shout out to those guys that are still alive and kicking. Want to keep them around for a long period of time. Yeah. This is going to assist with that.
Yeah.
It's a good deed. I don't got a problem with that.
Yeah. So,
but get $25 million to the WNBA.
Yeah. Well, they already did. They gave them $75 million.
And give them 100.
Oh, man. I just got to start from somewhere. Yeah. But better late than never, like you were saying, Weezy. Should be 10 times that. You got to look at these are the pioneers of the game. The game looks a lot different if those 115 guys, it was way more, but a lot of those guys have died since the beginning of this suit has started. So most of these guys in their late 60s, early 70s, some even in their 80s, 80% of them are black.
How many of them's getting it?
It's about 115 players that are eligible.
Okay.
So only what?
And then, but it was like 130 at the beginning. 15 of them passed away. Yeah. Better late than never, though.
True.
You got to pay your pioneers, man. And they need to do this also in the NFL. Probably pay those guys a little bit more because they are really struggling mentally more than anything.
Yeah.
That's rough, man. Tough, man. But again, better late than never. Should be 10 times more than that for sure.
Let's do it.
You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime, we are back with the convo about nothing.
What are we talking about this week?
That's a great question, Weezy. We'll start with you, Weezy.
Uh-oh.
It'll be an R&B question and it's a hip-hop question. The same exact question, though. Giving you time to prepare. Give me a hip-hop artist that you feel in your heart, Weezy. In your heart. In your hardest of hearts. The deepest vessel.
Hip-hop artist, right?
You knew was going to be a star. You knew it. This is a person you knew was going to be a star, and you put your credit on the line for it, and it never worked out for you. Who is that person?
You got one just on the top of your head.
That I knew was going to be a star, or that I thought was going to be bigger than what they are?
A star. You know what a star is. Star.
Because my answer to the person popped in my head is Nick Grant. But I didn't think he's going to be a star. But I just figured it would work. It would be more than what it is right
and
now.
And it ain't nothing right
now. Yeah, oh shit.
That hurts.
Oh, God, it hurts.
Mine is Shine. I assume that Shine was going, that first album, to this day, I still listen to it.
Absolutely.
People don't really know how he transcended like fashion.
Yep.
He was wearing thermals. He had the flat grill.
He ushered in the thermal wear.
Hoop shorts that were like authentic shorts with nobody doing that. All Shine Paul.
With the fitted.
Yeah. He was wearing a fitted to trial.
He was.
Did 10. And that.
Even when he came out of jail.
It was a wrap.
It was, but you thought when he came out.
Yeah. I hoped.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was more of a hope. Yeah. So, Weezy, who's your guy in hip hop? Be thinking of that R&B because that R&B is next.
Probably like Roscoe Dash hip hop.
Now, why in the hell do you believe in Roscoe Dash?
That's his arrow, too. That's his arrow.
I've never listened to a Roscoe Dash project. Now I've heard him on.
I got one. I got
No Hands.
I got sure. No. He going to leave out No Hands forever, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Shorty Low. I thought Shorty Low was gonna double right back with another one, and God bless the dead. But he became a mixtape rapper after that first album.
Big one though.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real, Jeff. Low didn't have it after that first one.
But just think about it. He had the D4L.
Yeah.
He has a group. Then he spawned. He had three. He gave you three singles off his first album.
Three big singles.
Three big huge
singles.
Four, if you technical.
Three and a half.
No, Foolish.
Foolish.
Done it all.
Done.
No, they hit the first song. Shorty Low. Yeah. I got a favor. That's the first single.
Yeah.
And then I'm the man.
He had one more, too.
No, he had four. It was four.
Low might got five.
Low got four. No.
Low might got five.
He might do a future.
We get the soundtrack. So, he might got five.
Let's move right along to R&B. Now, Jeff, give me an R&B artist that you felt in your heart is going to be a star and never really transitioned.
Mario Winans.
Because he don't want to know.
He don't want to know. That was a huge song. And then I Need a Girl Part 2 is probably one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a great song.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great song.
And he, nothing.
Mario Winans. I'm keeping it in Bad Boy. Weezy, you're the R&B king. Let's talk about
I'm going by Valentino.
Bobby V. That's a good one.
Bobby V is a great one.
Bobby V is a great one.
Because that first album got four or five on that first album.
He got a tough out in the five. Bobby V5? Yeah.
Bobby V5.
If it's a 5 for 5,
yeah, he's tough.
He going to knock you out in that 5.
Yeah, he's tough in 5.
Mine's Carl Thomas. There's nobody that had a.
That first album.
Oh, my God. That Carl Thomas emotional.
That first album. That's your joy.
What?
That's your joy.
That's my win. That's your joy.
Yeah.
Summer rain.
You listen to the redo?
What?
No, he redid those songs.
Oh, no. I ain't listening to that. I'm not listening to Carl Thomas redoing something in 2022. Sweet rain. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and make it rain.
Make it rain.
That's banging. Some rain banging.
That's some rain is banging. Yeah, so both of mine are bad, boy.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Mario Winans, man. I thought, man, I need a girl part two to this day. As soon as it come on.
What about girl groups?
Girl groups?
That's next week for sure. You guys ready to get started with halftime? I mean, with the second half. Let's get it.
The second half is underway.
Second half, the 2022 NFL training camp preview show. Before we get started, I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Weezy, after its longest regular season, NFL history, and most frantic offseason in NFL history, the NFL is finally ready to kick off its training camp. There are plenty of issues lingering around the league right now, some of which will be solved as training camps open. Others probably will turn late into the start of the preseason. So here's a look at the biggest questions as teams prepare for the 2022 NFL season. We will kick things off with the first question. Weezy, what happens with Deshaun Watson?
What happens with Deshaun Watson is I think Deshaun Watson will miss games. I don't.
How many games?
I say six.
Six games.
6 to 8 games. Can I do that?
Yeah, 6 to 8 makes sense. I was saying 4 to 6. 6 to 8. Yeah,
6 to 8 games. I think what he did is too broad. In the NFL, they want to take a big backlash for not suspending him for any games.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 to 8 games. But I still think he'll have after 8 games, he'll still come back, have a good season.
Yeah, no. He's missed an entire year.
Right.
And then those 6 games.
Now, if he misses
games,
2 seasons?
Still won't matter.
No.
Yeah. What you got, Jeff?
Oh, man. This is tricky. We've treaded lightly on Deshaun Watson.
And we will continue.
And we will continue.
Mm-hmm.
So no need to go into why we're talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I personally did not believe he would play a game this season.
You should.
I have been proven wrong, apparently, because I believe the NFL released a statement, or someone released a statement saying that he would not miss more than 6 games. Mm-hmm. So that's nuts to me, that's whatever. Him missing 6 games, Jacoby Brissett is enough of a professional to keep them afloat within that time frame. He'll go 2-4, 3-3, and bring back Watson. With that extra added game, they still can make the playoffs.
So, I agree.
Yeah, he'll play week 7. I have to look at their schedule, see when their bye is. They may hold him out till after the bye. He comes on, saves the day, gets to be the hero. NFL gets to save face because he gets to miss games and all is well in the world.
The good thing about when they traded for him, he's still eligible to practice. He knows the system. So getting back acclimated into said system that he hasn't ever played in, it's going to take a little time. The earlier, the better, though. So Jacoby Brissett can get those reps with the first team so he can be prepared to play in the preseason and those first 6 to 8 games, however long he's suspended. But if he only ends up getting suspended for 6 games, this is a colossal win for the Cleveland Browns. A colossal win. If he misses a season, you kind of assumed that something like that was going to happen. But nobody assumed that he was going less than 10 games.
Yeah.
So it's a win for both, well, all parties involved, except for the people
they had to experience that.
Yeah, to experience the diabolically horniness.
The horny man.
Yeah, of Deshaun Watson. QB1, though.
Yes, yeah, horny man.
Very QB1. That is a tough division.
Very
not the toughest division.
Not the toughest.
I would say it's third, but let's move right along to the next question. Which QB will receive their extension first, Weezy? Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson?
I hope it's Lamar Jackson, because he plays a dangerous game they both play a dangerous game, but he plays a dangerous game where he might get hurt. But for Kyler Murray, he needs to get it too, because you got to think, Kyler Murray is going to miss Christian Kirk. He's gone.
He's gone.
He's going to miss D-Hop for 8 games.
Gone.
Yeah. So that's top two of his
– he has people there, though.
He got Hollywood. He got Hollywood. What's left of Hollywood.
Rondale Moore.
Yeah.
A.J. Green.
Yeah,
I'm the soul of AJ
got a
Green.
Tight end.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but he's gonna miss D-Hop. He's gonna miss D-Hop, bro.
Yeah.
He's definitely going. Nah, of course.
He's going to miss D-Hop. Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah, he's going to miss D-Hop. So, I probably Kyler. Let's say Kyler might get his first. Kyler's cooperating right now.
Kyler is cooperating.
He's cooperating. Mm-hmm. So, he might get his first. But, Lord have mercy. I hope Lamar Jackson gets his.
Yeah. What you got to do? Lamar Jackson gets his. Baltimore's going to do right by him. He's their offense. He's their show. And you have your franchise MVP winning quarterback already in house. Just do right by him and keep him there. You don't want to let him go the way. You've never had a quarterback. You looked up and won a Super Bowl with Flacco and Trent Dilfer. Yeah. I mean, I get it. You won a Super Bowl, but now you got your quarterback that can win you a Super Bowl. Don't let him out. Don't let him go.
I'm telling you right now, my bad, Jake. They don't want Lamar Jackson to go through the season without a contract and stay healthy. Because then they're going to have to bring that Brinks truck back up.
The Brinks should be brought back already.
Yeah, we're backing that thing.
It should have already been backed up.
Yeah, now Juvie, we're backing it up. Yeah. I would say neither. I don't think either of these guys are getting paid this season. If I had to pick one, I would say Kyler Murray, though, because we've seen that he's a little bit more, I'll say not necessarily durable, but I think his game translates a little bit more to winning than Lamar, and I love Lamar Jackson, but I don't think the Baltimore Ravens, the way that they set up their offense, just throwing the tight ends, they can't win real games like that. So,
I want to challenge you on that.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson's been to playoffs.
Playoffs?
Three times. Mm-hmm. MVP.
One MVP.
Beat the Titans. No disrespect.
Beat the Titans.
Exercise that demon. That was a demon because he couldn't beat the Titans.
Yeah, beat the Titans.
They were the favorite the first year and lost.
Beat the Titans.
And he beat the Titans when he was in Tennessee. So he's won his playoff game. He's exercised that demon. Kyler ain't done that yet.
The only thing that I'm saying, are either of these guys top 10 quarterbacks?
Yes.
Who's the top 10 quarterback?
Both.
Top 10?
Both of them.
Both of them missed the top
Yes,
10.
Right now.
Both of those guys are
both
top 10.
Both of those are top 10. Russ and Matthew Stafford aren't top 10 quarterbacks right
Russ
now.
Russ who?
Russell Wilson and Matthew Stafford should not be on that damn list. You talk about the ESPN list. They should not be on. No, he's not. And you're going off of last
Russell
year.
Russell Wilson, bro?
Let me finish. You're going off of last year. Going off of last year, coming into this year, Lamar Jackson, before injury, was an MVP candidate. Before he got hurt, Lamar Jackson was in the MVP race. Russ didn't do a damn thing in Seattle
Russ
last
Wins
year.
Russ is the top five quarterback, bro.
We're going to see this year.
Yeah, he's the top five quarterback. But if you have a great quarterback, you pay him. That's what I'm – there's no question when an extension is coming for Justin Herbert, he's getting paid. Joe
Absolutely.
Burrow is getting paid.
Absolutely.
Josh Allen got paid immediately. There is some type of – hesitancy with both of these franchises, and they'll find a way to pay them, and I don't think it's right because they both, you know, resemble active quarterback, but people are terrified because of Cam Newton, because Cam Newton aged like a running back. Those quarterbacks age like running backs, so in turn it's very hard to pay for those guys at a premium level because Cam Newton aged like a running back, man. If you're right in the middle, you got to pay Kyler first, but 40, 35 million? You don't really know if it's going to be durable and it might look like Cam Newton in the next 3 to 4 years. You just don't know.
I don't want to stay on this too long, but I think we've already written off Lamar as a passer.
I love Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson as a passer is severely, severely underrated.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Lamar Jackson, is he him or Jameis Winston?
I'm just asking. Top 10 quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Who's right better? Now. Who's a better quarterback?
Right now, Lamar Jackson. Okay. We haven't seen Jameis play. Now, if Jameis finished last year, the way he started last year before the injury, Jameis in the conversation.
I think Jameis Winston.
Jameis' arm talent is unmatched, though.
Yeah. I'm rolling with Jameis before Kyler Murray. All right, the next question. Yes, I love Jameis, dog.
Jameis is great, man.
Yeah. The next question. How will the remaining quarterback dominoes fall in Seattle, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Carolina, and San Francisco? Jeff, we will kick things off with Seattle.
Seattle gets Baker some kind next year.
Baker next year. What about this year?
But this year they're going to just go through the projects. Okay. They're just going through the projects this year.
Weezy?
And see, they're going to have to see. They might start a rookie.
No, Drew Lock and
Drew
they
Locke
have cool. Geno.
As I said, they're in the projects. Yeah, Geno still get paid to play football.
Mm-hmm. I think they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. That happens. Shoulder surgery is ahead of schedule. He's about to start throwing within the next 2 weeks.
Before the season?
That makes the most sense. I think they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Seasons, you want to put them on the board?
Put it on the board. Before the season starts,
Jimmy G gets
Jimmy
traded.
G is traded.
We won't even hold you to a team. We just say he's
Jimmy.
No, hold him to a team.
Jimmy is traded before the start of the season.
Yeah. I won't even hold him to a team on that one because he's not getting traded.
No. Yeah, he is. Okay. Pittsburgh.
You say them on that, Jim. You say
Pittsburgh is going to stick with. They just gave Mitch Trubisky the bag. They got to stick with Trubisky.
Yeah, they roll with Trubisky.
They shouldn't have.
It wasn't a bag, though, like what you're saying. Though.
Well, what I'm saying is they already signed the quarterback and they drafted the future with the other kid.
Yeah.
So you got to roll with that.
Trubisky, yeah. I think experience will trump potential in this. And what you got?
I'm going to roll with Trubisky on this one. Because they didn't get rid of him.
Like, Kenny Pickett's not going to set for long. But he would have to – it would have to be something like – out of this world for him to start over Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
He had to blow the doors off during the preseason.
And I don't
what's my guy named? Tyrod Taylor didn't beat out Justin Herbert. He beat out Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
So
he got a long career. He beat out Justin Herbert.
He beat out Justin. Yeah, he beat him out. Yeah, first time you ever. Bro. Yeah.
I mean, shit. Herbert will be MVP this year probably.
No.
Hey! Let's go! Okay.
Yeah.
All
right,
Jeff.
Chill.
All
right. I bet that I already bet that and everything. Yeah, I put money behind that. Herb MVP this year.
Win.
I called him last year, dude. I called him last year, dude.
15.
Yeah. All right, dude, cool. Cold, man.
What about Atlanta, Jeff? Give me the quarterback situation in Atlanta.
So you bring in Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
He's a veteran.
He is a veteran.
That team is the definition of rebuilding. You got young pieces around him.
Your boy's there. Your quarterback.
Who's my
Desmond Ridder?
They got Desmond Ridder. Yeah, I was getting to that.
They ain't got no pieces though.
They got Pitts. Pitts.
They got
KP.
They got that's 1,200 yards right there.
1,200 yards.
That's where you can pencil that in right now. 1,200 yards right now.
Yeah, sure. He's tough.
But at the end of the day, I think Marcus Mariota gives you eight to nine games. And then Ridder comes in.
I think this is Marcus Mariota's last chance to be a starter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think if he doesn't have a good year, he could be in the running for like Pittsburgh or Seattle if he has a decent year. He's playing with his old offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So that could help him out. But at the same time, I think that they're rebuilding way too much. But Arthur Smith is a great play caller with Mariota.
Yeah.
He made a great play caller with Mariota. So they're gonna be okay.
And they drafted the best quarterback in the draft.
What?
He ain't gonna play though.
That's a feel good redemption story.
Who is the best quarterback
for Marcus Mariota? Matt Corral. Speaking of Matt Corral, the Carolina Panthers, who starts day one in Carolina?
Baker Mayfield.
It better be Baker. You did all of that, it better be Baker. I have a feeling it's not.
Oh, it is.
I have a feeling it's not.
Oh, it is.
I think it's going to be your man's Weezy's guy.
You want to bet that?
No.
Okay.
Sam Darnold?
No.
Okay.
I think it has to be Sam Darnold.
Yeah, now Sam Darnold's not starting on that team. If
he doesn't start,
they've been trying to trade Sam Darnold since 2020.
Nobody's dumb enough to trade for Sam Darnold.
Exactly. So I'm saying he's got to sit there. Matt Corral is not ready to play. He is the future. So in turn, you let Baker start. You have a really good backup breathing behind his back. They'll go 7-10 because the roster is heavy on defense. They can't win on offense. See, Mac is going to get hurt again.
See, I disagree with you on that part though. I think they traded for Baker. You know why I think they traded for Baker?
Because
they feel like they are right there.
They not, though.
That division is very winnable.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I guarantee you.
Carolina?
That division is winnable for three teams.
Who?
The Saints.
Yeah.
The Panthers and the Bucks. Yeah. That division is winnable for
that's
three teams.
That's not a winnable. Bro, the Saints are a way better team than Jameis is there.
The Bucks are good.
They're the fourth best. Maybe
they're not as bad as the Falcons.
They're the third best team.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not winnable, Jeff.
I think it is.
If
because their defense is good enough to give the Saints a hard time.
No.
Okay.
No, I disagree with that.
We're way away from the season. Yeah. But I think you're going to be surprised by Carolina.
You're going with Baker for sure. Weezy, San Francisco, what are we doing?
I think Jimmy G's still there.
I understand that. So you're saying Jimmy G starts game one in San Francisco at Levi Stadium?
Yep.
That's impossible. Y'all know that?
It has to be impossible.
No, it is impossible.
It should be impossible.
Trey Lance is starting game one. I'm telling you, man, this kid is so good, and we don't know.
I'm not knocking.
The arm talent is similar to Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not knocking.
Oh, my God.
I said the arm talent. the arm talent, the throws that he can make.
Yeah, but that's Patrick Mahomes. That's what he do. That's his bread and butter. So you said he. Oh my gosh!
Hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
I don't think you're wrong. I do think
I do.
They've set Trey long enough, but for some reason you can't get rid of Jimmy G, and y'all were a quarter away from a Super Bowl appearance.
Exactly.
And Jimmy G's taking you to a Super Bowl.
What did Patrick Mahomes do his first year as a starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Took him to Super Bowl. No, lost to the Patriots in the AFC Championship.
I really think that we're going to make a run like that and then continue to build off that with Trey Aries.
Well, it's right there.
It's right there.
The line is there. The run game is there.
No. And they have. No.
The jersey's here.
All they have.
I thought about wearing it today. The jersey's here.
Because no disrespect. You're not saying anything profound right there. Because y'all have talent everywhere.
Everywhere.
Defense, offense, just need a quarterback.
Yeah. Moving right along to the next question. What's next for Deebo Samuel and the San Francisco 49ers, Jeff?
I better keep him happy. He made a mistake. Shout out to D. Harris. He said this as soon as he started being a running back, he made a mistake of being too damn good at too many things. And he wants to be paid for that. And there's no way you can compensate a guy for that.
He does too much.
He does way too much. Yeah. And they're going to run him into the ground.
They are. Yeah. And that's why he wants to get paid. If you're going to run me into the ground, pay me for it.
Yeah.
Weezy?
I think asking for a trade was a good on his side, but I don't think they will trade him. That's one of their best players on offense. That is their best player on offense.
No. George Kittle's our best player on offense.
Nah.
George Kittle's our best player on offense.
Debo, he may be your best talent, I think, but Debo's your best weapon.
No. George Kittle is our best player. Debo might be our best talent.
No, I mean, we're just going to disagree on that. I think Debo is.
No. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
George Kittle's best at his position.
True.
But he ain't playing two positions out there.
No, the only reason that Debo is getting running back reps is because our starting running back tore his ACL the first week of the
season. But they didn't know he was going to be that good at it, though, Jay.
No, and that's what I'm saying. He is a Swiss Army knife. You use him how you need him.
Yeah.
But this is the most important bridge to be built over the next few weeks. We would have more money to kind of pay Debo if we trade Jimmy Garoppolo, which I think will happen within the next couple of weeks. But he wants to get paid like a dual threat, like Jeff was saying, and he wants – Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill money, and he's not Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. He is A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin. He's in that tier.
But they paid
Terry McLaurin.
They pay A.J. in Philly, too. He needs to get paid.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he deserves to get paid like that. He can't get Tyreek Hill money. He can't get Devontae Adams.
So you don't think
he wants money like that.
You don't think he's 20 million a year?
So – Tyreek Hill is the
like 12, 15.
Tyreek Hill is the funny part about that, though, because we've never seen Tyreek Hill play with a quarterback like he's going to play with.
Yeah. Well, and so that's an anomaly. What I'm saying is he wants to get paid, and he hasn't even produced as much as Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams.
You're speaking like a 49er fan who want to keep him there.
No, I'm telling you, he has not performed enough to get paid like those guys.
I'll say this, and we can move on. If he hits free agency, he'll get paid that way.
Well, I mean,
you know what
but
I'm
he won't. But that's just because he can do so much for a team.
That's what I mean.
He has been working out with the LA Chargers. He wants to go to LA. That's the rumor. We'll take his ass. We'll trade him right now for Keenan Allen. I'll trade his ass right now for Keenan Allen tomorrow.
If Herbert gets Debo Samuel,
man.
Herbert gets Debo Samuel.
They don't have
it. Yeah, I'm Clay Davis, man.
Anyway, let's move right along to the next question.
What are
the Bears doing to help Justin Fields in year two?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
That poor kid.
Yeah.
He's about to take a beating.
He took one last year.
No, it's going to be worse. This is about to be first Testament biblical beating, cameraman. Yeah,
first
this is rough.
Old Testament.
It was rough.
It was a wild rookie season for my guy. He had flashes of high-level play, but they didn't. This is the thing. They didn't bring in any offensive linemen to help block for him like how they did in Cincinnati, like how they're doing in Jacksonville.
Yep.
And they sure in the hell didn't bring in any wideouts like they did in Cincinnati or Jacksonville. So I'm just trying to figure out how they're trying to – and I think they're going to go run heavy. I think they figured out their plan. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to run a lot of RPOs with him. You bring in some guys. People are talking about missing Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson only had like 415 receiving yards last year. He wasn't a big like miss for them. I think he will be fine. I think he just needs some more help on the offensive line, which in turn is scary for me. But this is the thing. It's physical talent. He's the most physically talented quarterback out of the young guys. He's bigger than Trey Area, and his arm talent is better than Trevor Lawrence. We already knew that from the beginning. So he checks every box. A lot of the times, though, in recent history, it's taught us everything. Physical talent outbeats, like, anything. So I just worry about him, though. I think they need to figure it out because now he's on his second OC, second head coach, yeah, everybody else.
That's where it gets, that's where it gets tricky.
And that's what messed up Jameis Winston. That's Marcus Mariota, Carr, and a bunch of guys.
Start learning too many offenses, too many formations, too many sets.
I mean, nothing to be excited about in their offseason, but people are saying they're going to be a good team, so we'll see.
Man, I got to see that
one. Yeah. Moving on to the next question. Will Odell Beckham Jr. and Julio Jones sign with the team before training camp? We talk about it.
I don't think so.
Start with Odell.
I think Odell, they just wait on him to get healthy.
Yeah.
He'll sign with somebody after training camp, maybe even after the season starts.
Okay.
Julio, there's no way he gets traded. He gets traded before training camp. And it's good for him because he always gets hurt in training camp.
He does.
I hope you don't get traded. And nobody will sign him until somebody – gets hurt.
Yeah.
Well into the season.
Jeff, Odell?
Damn. That's tough. Weezy made great points right there. Odell definitely gets signed. I think they both get signed before before preseason starts.
Yep.
Like they both find roster. Because I get it. Julio was a massive disappointment.
That was a big disappointment. Yeah. That was mainly because that quarterback couldn't give him the ball, though. That was more than anything.
Okay. I didn't want to take it there. But there are teams that could use that skill set.
I agree.
That have a quarterback that is shit. Put him out there in Seattle with on the other side of DK.
I wouldn't be surprised if Julio didn't play this year.
Yeah, Julio's gonna play. That's insane. Odell though is the problem though because he wants $7.5-8 million a year and he's not gonna play until week 6, week 7. That's not gonna happen, and that's why he hasn't signed with a team right now. So two ACL tears, right at 30. He needs to lower that asking price and one more year, prove a deal. Julio Jones will sign with the Green Bay Packers within the next week or two. 100%. That's – was that who? 1 year deal? 1 year prove a deal.
In the next week or two?
Yeah, Julio Jones, because they're number one wide receiver. People don't even know. It's Christian Watson. It's
so you say you're going to training camp, sign with the Green Bay Packers?
Green Bay Packers. Oh, 100%.
You put that on the board?
Him signing with the Green Bay Packers, period? Yeah, I put that on the board. I put him signing with the Green Bay Packers. Yeah.
Before the season starts?
He will sign with the team – No, I ain't doing that. But Julio, Alan Lazard is their number one. You lose Devontae Adams, Alan Lazard, Christian Watson. Like, what are you doing there to fill the wide receiver void? It could be somebody like Julio Jones and you, because the future is that Christian Watson kid. Yeah. So Randall Cobb, like, what are we doing? They don't even have a tight end.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Next up, speaking of the Green Bay Packers, who's the front runner to be Aaron Rodgers' new top target in Green Bay?
That's a segue.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You popping.
Yeah, trying. I'm trying.
I think it's the rookie kid.
Christian Watson.
I don't – he has all the talent.
It's Trey Arias, number one wide receiver in North Dakota State. Just letting people know that. He was. He's a problem there. He's a problem there. He's good.
That's he's a good he's a very good player. He has one now.
If he's that good, Aaron Rodgers is going to find him.
He's going to find him. Yeah, it's just going to take a little time. And I think to bridge the gap, you bring in a guy like Julio. You can't get Odell because the Green Bay Packers need a wide receiver one, like day one. And Julio is ready to play right now. Unfortunately, Odell is not.
I think that kid, the Washington kid, he has the tools. Not saying he's going to be the Justin Jefferson, the Jamar Chase of this year, but he has the makeup of doing it simply because that's Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball.
Moving on to the next question. How are the Kansas City Chiefs receiving corps shaping up without Tyreek Hill, Weezy?
I think this is going to hit both ways. I think Tyreek Hill is going to struggle without Patrick Mahomes. True enough. And I think the Kansas City is going to struggle without Tyreek Hill. Because they, like, he was that, you know, oh, man, I'm in trouble. Make a quick move and throw it for 10 yards, he go for 60.
Yeah. You have Juju there, though.
Juju can't do that.
Yeah, Juju. McCall Harmon's still there.
McCall Harmon's probably just – but he's not twitchy like Tyreek Hill was.
Yeah, that's a different – getting to that top – he get that top speed a little bit quicker.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. I mean, but you have him – you still got players there.
Yeah, true enough.
And you still have Patrick Mahomes. And he's under contract until 2031, and Big Red is still there, and he'll be there – for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, they'll be fine, but they'll miss for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Travis Kelce's still there, guys. He's still the focal point.
No, I don't think they missed Tyreek Hill.
And they have a guy that's 6'5 that runs a 4.2 in MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah. I don't. Well, let me rephrase what I'm saying. Not that you, of course, you would miss Tyreek Hill because of the connection he has with Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think they see any dramatic drop off as far as performance, simply because you can scheme for guys to be open, and you got whatever's left of Juju, you got it.
You got it.
You got whatever's left of Juju, and he don't have to be a number one.
And then they drafted Sky Moore. Yeah. Nobody's talking about that. He is. I've seen Andy Reid have
Jeremy Maclin.
And he had him looking like a perennial all-star, Pro Bowler. And then as soon as he left, it was a situation where it was just like, he was out of the league. Yeah. You know, so I think Sky Moore is going to look like that. And a breakout year for Juju this year. He's going to have a good year this year. I would say 1,000 yards for Juju.
Shout to Juju.
Mm. Yeah. Moving on to the next question. Jeff, how healthy is Jameis Winston?
Jameis is going to look like he looked in the start of the season last year. He's 100%.
He's 100%.
Ready to roll.
Yeah.
He's going to be ready to roll week one, and that team is going to win the NFC South.
You want to put it on the board?
AFC South. I put enough on the board.
I'm just saying.
I put enough on the board today.
Okay. You only got one here today.
Dog, look at my board.
Look at my board compared to everybody else. No, I'm saying I got six.
I got nine.
You ain't got nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I got eight.
Yay.
Okay.
I got six. Go ahead.
No,
the Saints.
I'm fine. Okay. But no, I do think the Saints are going to look very good. I think Jameis, that year behind Drew Brees, then to come learning, just taking the spotlight off of him, coming in, getting the spotlight, maturing, and you got to pull for Jameis.
Yeah. What you got?
I hope he's healthy. I hope he's healthy.
Yeah.
And then if he struggles, you can't blame him on his health. But I hope he's healthy.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
If he struggles, they're going to say, well, his arm is strong. He wouldn't be healthy.
I just don't understand how
he can't see.
How you're so – he got new eyes. He got new eyes.
He got back off of injury. Or he got a new coach.
What else?
or he threw 30 touchdowns, but he threw 30 touchdowns too.
What else? Here's the thing, though. Do you know his numbers from last
year? How much help did he have last year?
He didn't have any help last year.
Do you know?
Who was his number one wide receiver last year?
I don't know.
Exactly. He threw 14 touchdowns, 3 picks, and they was 5-2.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just saying.
Before he got injured. So his health will be critical to the success of the New Orleans Saints.
Boy, wait.
14 touchdowns, 3 picks?
I just want to get some clear with you real quick.
He went 5-2 as
if
a
starter. If he has a bad season, are you going to say he cut off an injury?
I think it'll be.
No, I just want to make
a whole new offense too. You knew that, right?
There it is.
It is.
I'm just saying. So if he throws eight interceptions, you're gonna say, "Well, he come up on."
First off,
why do you hate him so much?
He has Chris Olave, who's new. He's never thrown to Kangar Mike, and he has Jarvis Landry.
So we give him an asterisk this year.
It ain't no asterisk. I'm just saying it's gonna take time for him to get acclimated.
So how much time are we gonna give him?
He better than your quarterback. Your quarterback didn't go 5-2 and throw 14-3.
That's not the question.
The Tennessee Titans would love to have Jameis Winston.
Shit. Now, I'm asking you. So
the Titans drafted Jameis.
If you have a good year, if you have a good year, he's a great quarterback.
He's a great quarterback, period.
So if he has a bad year, he got hit.
Let him get acclimated.
What's that mean? How long? How many games?
I don't know. 5 games. He's not gonna play in the preseason.
Okay, we give him 5 games. We're gonna judge after week 6 on. We're gonna judge him after that. I'm just asking a question.
I think he'll hate Jameis so much. Yeah, no, it's personal. He just don't like the black quarterback.
No, that's not true. I don't think it's true.
They're not named Kyler Murray.
And he ain't black.
What?
Oh, let's move on. You're not black.
Because y'all think he's better than Matthew Stafford. He's not. He's not, dude.
You put Jameis Winston on that team, they're the same play. And he's younger. Way younger.
Jameis couldn't do what Matthew Stafford did last year.
What did Matthew Stafford do?
My opinion. He's not better than Matthew Stafford.
What did he do though? What did Matthew Stafford do?
He didn't do nothing. He had the best wide receiver in the league.
He's looking for Cooper Kupp.
He's throwing to the best wide receiver in the league.
Okay.
Triple crown winner.
Just find Cooper.
He wide open.
He's just find Cooper.
God did.
You didn't believe it. God did.
You know what I'm saying? And last but not least, will Tua Tagovailoa take the next step in 2022?
It's you. Take it, buddy.
There you go.
Because
y'all don't believe
it. Yeah, y'all not. It's been on.
There you go.
Been done.
Let me tell y'all.
Who's he didn't have?
Yeah.
Who he got to get acclimated to? All that.
Let me tell y'all on this. Tyreek Hill is one of those players that can unlock anybody. You know what I'm saying? This is a like a generational speed talent. So I think, and with Jalen Waddle, one of the best, like, when you say he was a pleasant surprise for the Miami Dolphins last year, absolutely. Nobody thought he was going to be like how he was. That's a lot of speed at the wide receiver spot.
Yeah.
A lot of it. You add in Mike Gesicki, who's fast as well.
Sure-handed.
Yeah, and he's sure-handed. One of the quicker tight ends in the entire NFL. Yeah. Unproven as a deep passer. People don't really realize that Tua hadn't really thrown a deep pass since Alabama.
He hasn't.
He hadn't had to.
He can't.
He didn't have any time.
It ain't look good.
He's getting killed.
Yeah.
And he, I think this year he makes that a bigger part of his game.
Damn, what you talking about, man? Is this a make or break here or not?
I'm saying it could limit the offense if he's not throwing the ball down the field. And they also have a lot of their running backs coming back healthy. The field is set for my guy to win right here. This is the best chance he's had to prove what I've been saying about Tua since he came into the NFL. He has to show up and show out, and I think he shows up and shows out.
He better. Okay. He better. Okay. Because if not, the trade that San Francisco makes is with Miami. Because they're built to win, and Miami will take Jimmy G and get his ass out of there.
No, and go blow that up now and put
Jimmy G back there with them weapons and take that to
him. You mean to tell me you think Jimmy G is a better – come on, bro.
What do we have to prove it on? Jimmy G's been to a Super Bowl.
Jimmy G is the reason we haven't won those Super
Bowls. True enough, but he's been there.
I mean, he ain't nothing.
Tua couldn't beat out Fitzmagic.
Tua beat out Fitzmagic, dog. Tua beat out Fitzmagic. The hell? Tua Tagovailoa.
We all saw Fitzmagic come in.
Where was Fitzmagic at last year?
He was gone. Washington.
They got rid of him because they believed in Tua. The only person they was trying to get rid of for Tua was Deshaun Watson, which everybody in the world.
Out of the young quarterbacks.
He's incomplete. We don't know. He's Cisco incomplete.
But this is not his year.
This is it. Michael Jackson, this is it.
Yeah.
Tua sucks. Jameis sucks. Trey Lance sucks. Okay. All them boys is horrible. I'm trying to tell you right now.
All those guys are better than your starting quarterback. Every last one of those guys are better than your sorry ass. 37 and a half. He's the highest paid quarterback.
Well, we can't judge him on his shit because he ain't got no wide receiver.
He got Bobby Trees.
Bob, she's coming off an injury.
Man, tweet us with questions throughout the week.
Is he not? Wait, is he not?
Had to come in, give
come off an ACL injury. Do you know how long it takes to come in off an ACL injury?
Please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
ACL injuries are very serious. It takes a long time to bounce back from it.
What was the injury that Ryan Tannehill had? Mentally. He's a soft twinkie. He's a turd.
What is
our ass quarterback? Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
You been that last man.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.